Let's talk about how bad it was, the damage to people's pools and I guess certainly pool equipment from this big winter storm we had last week.
Well, certainly it was a lot worse than any freeze we've ever had, because generally in most freezes, the pools stay running. And in this case, a lot of them stopped down because the power failed. And so we're seeing really 3 to 4 times more damage than we normally would have gotten in a freeze, even this a freeze this severe.
Is there also an issue with that structural pool decks, the physical pools themselves? How did they fare in this?
Well, we've seen a few heave, and we've seen some damage that we've never seen before. For instance, inside the jets of a spa, we actually had one freeze, and that's an expensive repair. But most of the damage has been to pumps, filters, heaters, valves, just anything that contained water. When it froze, it burst. And so we're seeing a lot of that we're having to replace right now.
Was it a combination, Tim, of the cold and the power outages?
Exactly. There are several things that combined in kind of a perfect storm, unfortunately, is number one, the intensity of the cold was worse than we've ever had. Number two, the power outages, if we'd had rolling blackouts, then most equipment could have survived that, because we advised people to cover it with a tarp. But the cold combined with the wind, and then combined with the fact that it stayed off, the power stayed off for so long, that it really made the damage bad. And then the other thing that made it really bad was the fact that it went off at 2 a.m. So by the time most people realized that the power was off, it was too late. The damage was done.
When it comes to pool equipment, is there one most prevalent problem you're seeing right now? Is it filters? Is it pumps? Is it piping? What are you seeing?
Well, we're seeing all of the above. You know, the heater is the first thing to go. The inlet outlet on the heater is the first thing, because that's the most exposed. But we're seeing the pump bodies burst. We're seeing the filter tanks burst. We're seeing the valves burst. And some people just get fortunate and there's only a few things. And then some people, it's everything. You know, the people I feel sorry for is I've got several people I just put a full set of equipment in for, and I go back and it's just every piece is destroyed. And we don't have to replace every piece, but we have to do major repairs on every piece.
Is that kind of thing usually covered under a typical homeowner's policy, Tim?
We're finding that it's not. The feedback I'm getting from most customers is, no, they're not going to cover it. And if they do, they've got their 1% deductible or whatever on their house. And so in most cases, it's not worth doing for them. And I didn't recall this being the case, you know, 15, 20 years ago. I think they've probably put more disclaimers and more limitations on that now than they've ever had.
I am guessing for a lot of these folks, it's like having your roof torn up by a hailstorm. It's that extent of damage.
Yeah, it can. I mean, it's ranging from $500 to $5,000 on each pool. But, you know, like I said, some people are just, they're fortunate and they get by without a lot of damage. But then some people, it's just terrible. And I hate to talk to people about, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, because the problem is if the pump's not working, you fix the pump, then you turn it down, then you realize, well, the heater and the valve and the salt cell and this and that are also broken. But if the pump is broken, you have no way of knowing what you've got until you fix the pump.
How tight is it right now on getting replacement materials, parts, equipment, and so on? And what are you telling folks right now?
Well, it's really tough right now. We're having to go to extraordinary lengths to get equipment, because before this happened, COVID had created a shortage anyways. Now, you can't buy a pool filter in Dallas. You can't buy pump pots in Dallas. My son is actually traveling around Texas right now looking for parts. And I sent him with a truck. I said, bring back a trailer if you need to, because we've got so many people that need parts and they're not here. So we're just having to look far and wide for that.
And I know you're telling folks, even if the pool is busted right now and waiting for repairs, don't ignore it.
Right. You know, I guess there's some advice I have for people. First thing is be patient with your pool guy. People are doing everything they can to try and get you up and running. And, you know, we know people's pools are really important to them. But, yeah, don't ignore the pool. Don't let it turn into a cesspool because it'll make it even harder to get back. So we advise people to keep chlorine in the pool and brush it once or twice a week. And you can keep it blue and clear for a month or two, even if you had to. And, you know, when you hire people, make sure you hire people who are qualified because the state requires anybody that's going to work on electrical devices, and most everything on the pool is electrical, they have to be licensed, and you can ask them about their licensing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.